Yep, and Mandy should be with coming too. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, were you guys on the same call?
Yes.
Yep. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's a vendor call we had for the affinity assessment that first day.
Okay, cool. How did that go?
It was not as stellar as I'd hoped, but there is some concrete things that we can work with, and so we're going to get back with him by tomorrow at the latest to see what we can nail down, because that's the biggest thing, to make sure we have everything nailed down before we go back to Robin and Chris. And Chris was on the call, so that's helpful too.
Okay, good. What was the not so stellar part?
Focus around personal branding, which is why I kind of hit you up around that. When we originally selected them, there was not as much of a focus on personal branding. But when they sent their sample curriculum, there was a huge focus on personal branding. And so I wanted to kind of get a clue of where we were coming from with the activities that are going on this week versus up against, you know, matching up against what they were offering. And then we agreed that they would not touch the personal branding thing, because that's a very subjective area in terms of approach, and especially in terms of boundaries within a given firm's brand. And so we essentially went with, well, what's left to be done? And so we focused on we called client profile, and then actually got to a couple of other modules that were not presented to us that actually are closer fit. And so we haven't seen those yet, and that's what we're hoping to see between now and tomorrow.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, I'm excited to hear more. I'll give a little update on the wealth management module, and then we can kind of go from there. So we sent off the first week of wealth management and advice content for stakeholder review today. And as I'm looking ahead at the calendar, so that means the first week will happen, come hell or high water. As I look at the calendar, the week of the 16th, which is the second week, the Planning Tools Case Studies Guide is out for a SME review, and then we can get over to compliance. I don't suspect we'll have a ton of feedback there. Retirement income planning piece has already been through compliance. Fixed income in the portfolios and the both sides of the balance sheet bank stuff will go out pretty soon here. Suffice it to say, I'm not really worried there. I know where everything is. And then the third week of wealth management, I'm just looking really quickly. We have an asset allocation piece that Tony David Al leads. Mandy, do we know if he's provided us with the content he's going to use? I know you reached out to him.
Yeah, I'm like scatterbrained at the moment. I'll need to follow up on that one.
So yeah, that third week of wealth management is the only one I'm sort of thinking of right now, because we've got that piece that he's leading, and I know he always comes prepared with his own material. Dave Sprague's got his roundtable. I don't know if he has material that he uses when he does his branch roundtables. The Brian Oberle piece, I'm working with him there, so I'm not as a concern there. And Proposal Tool, I've got Marty working with Eric and James McMurtry, so I'm not as worried there. But with Tony and with Dave, I just don't, but they're blind spots for me.
Yeah, I need to. Okay.
And then moving on into prospecting, I know we just got the affinity assessment piece. Anything else that we should know regarding the prospecting module, Wesley, like how you're tracking, any challenges you've had, any brainstorming you need us to do?
The only challenge has been with the local marketing team, and the challenge is just their way of doing business. And what I mean by that is they hold things very close to the vest. I'm not able to get a whole lot right away. The things I have shared have been locked down, so not necessarily anything that we could comment on in the traditional sense of Word documents that we have. However, all of that should change today. Have a meeting with them to release all of those documents. Because I had a very hard talk with Liz Westover from that team to say, hey, we've got to have content we can work with, because I need to build out my activities on the content. And that spurred another piece of conversation around some things that they had to leave on the cutting room floor, so to speak, that could easily be turned into activity. So again, another example of where a lot of the work that we need has been done, and that's part of they're holding things close to the vest, because it is a very tightly integrated ecosystem. I am also extending out more activities with Lindsay Brown, be meeting with her tomorrow Because there are two other areas that Liz Westover and Elaine Chin don't necessarily cover, and that's around the what they call the quarterly campaigns. As I understand it, those are a huge part of the, or significant, I shouldn't say huge, significant part of the whole marketing strategy. And so I'll be talking with Lindsay about how to leverage that. One of the interesting things is that the way Lindsay's collateral is put together, it's intended, as they call it, an event in a box. And so you can even go and look at it at the local marketing site, and you'll see under quarterly, that section, you'll see where everything's laid out. And so what I've asked Lindsay to do is just walk me through it, and what I plan to do is just build a wrapper around it for the facilitator to facilitate. My first request, though, would be if she could facilitate it, and understanding that, you know, we're short time, I don't know what her schedule is, but if not, the way it's put together, at least as I've read it, is looks very straightforward and should be deliverable by Mike Lamb. That's his week that we'd be doing that.
Okay, cool. When you say local marketing plays things close to the vest, what does that look like in real time?
I'm sorry, say that again?
When you say like local marketing plays things close to the vest, I'm curious to hear what that looks like on a day-to-day basis. Like, are they just saying, no, you can't see things?
Right. No, you can't see things. No, you can't have things. Well, whatever I send you, don't forward. Don't, you know, it's just for you kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because one of the things we have run into is point of contact in terms of SBL. And I'm fine with that. But when we try and expand that, and Mandy can speak to this as well, when we try and expand that with the point of contact beyond me, for example, for prospecting, we've had some pushback for some to say, well, you know, you need to talk to Wesley, that kind of thing. And so it's a different layer to working with some of our SMEs and some of our business partners.
Yeah, they just want one point of contact. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I'm confident we'll have it. I don't like to say this, but is it by the hair of our chin? I don't know, but we're getting very close.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the whole project's been, so I'm sort of accustomed to that by this point. Next week, we have a two-day working group.
Yep.
So Monday and Tuesday, Monday afternoon into the evening, and then Tuesday kind of in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. where we're going to take a look at the entire two-week flow, or nine-day flow, I guess,
right.
for the prospecting module, similar to how we did with FC Foundations and Wealth Management. So it'll be sort of our last chance to make any changes to the calendar, to any content focuses in the sequence. Mm-hmm. But how prepared do you feel to take part in that conversation?
I'm very prepared for it. I'm, believe it or not, I'm more confident in the amount of time that we have locked in than anything right now. We have pieces. They will not have necessarily all gone through Robin and Chris at the time. Chris has been more engaged just because of his schedule. He's become more available, and I know he's new to that particular role. Fairly new anyway. So that's been helpful, so it won't be new to him, and it will only be new to Robin. Robin's been very quick on turnaround in terms of days. So I think we're good. It's just that things won't necessarily have gone through the entire gamut of reviews by the time Monday hits.
No, I expect that. It's just, you know, as long as you're prepared to have the conversation, to walk through the schedule, to speak in detail about I guess each content piece and talk about objectives and activities and outcomes, then I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I suspect that, and I saw, you know, something go out today, I suspect things will start going out this week anyway.
Right.
But I just want to make sure you're comfortable having the conversation.
Right, absolutely. Matter of fact, Chris and I, after this morning's call, just agreed to have some time away from that walkthrough to just strategize on some things with our third-party providers.
Okay, cool. anything else that we should know about growing your business?
It'll be fast and furious. I think one of the things on our all team yesterday that Karen pointed out was that it's a lot. It is, but it's a lot in the sense that it's fairly easily relatable to, and that everyone understands, or should understand at this point, its value intrinsically, rather than us having to prove its worth and why it's important to your practice.
Feedback in addition to the FC providing feedback.
Yep, totally. Yeah. And then come in, because now that you've chopped up your practice, you have to think about how do you act on those client segments. So branding is all about how do you represent yourself differently to each of those segments that you created. And then the sales and marketing strategy are what are the things that you're doing to effectively work with them. So branding being how you represent yourself, sales and marketing strategy being the things you actually do to help build business with those client segments. That's the second bucket. Productivity, I don't know, changed a whole lot, and I don't know that it will. You know, the productivity, when we think about it broadly, there's time management, and we've got some really great time management training that's vendor-provided that we're going to be delivering. But there's also kind of a role-specific productivity piece that's about, you know, call blocking and just tactical things that FCs can do on a day-to-day basis to make themselves more productive. We have time right now blocked out for a SME roundtable. That still might be the appropriate forum to talk about productivity. I don't know that we have like a stand and deliver kind of training more than we have FCs giving real talk around, okay, you've done time management, you segmented your practice. Like, let's talk about how you can stay productive in the real world. One thing that you'll want to keep in mind, Nicole, as you sort of go through this, before we had a lot of time blocked out for the business plan, and what we learned about a month ago or whenever we had that meeting in Denver was that FCs don't typically build their own individual business plan, but they do create a summary of expectations document right. that they share with their branch manager. So they might instead be creating that. So as they transition out of practice management module, they might have to be able to show their branch manager during that kind of two-week portfolio review their training completion, their prospecting plan that they create in Wesley's module, and then the summary of expectations document that they create in yours.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to add that to my learning plan. Thank you. I forgot about that. I didn't forget. I kind of forgot.
I know I forwarded you an example like a month and a half ago, but I'll forward it. Oh, okay, cool.
No, you don't have to. I have it. I just didn't put it in here. I kept thinking, oh, I have to put it in here.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So when I think about like all the things in the hopper for those 2 weeks, we have to think about segmentation, and that's really, I mean, that is a three-parter, so that's probably a pretty big chunk of time. The branding piece, right? The sales and marketing piece, that's the tactical. For productivity, we've got time management, and then role-specific productivity. We've got the summary of expectations creation. I mean, that's pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to know if we're missing anything, so maybe what we can do, and this is probably better suited for maybe our one-on-one, but maybe what we can do is kind of scope all of those things out in our learning plan, and during our next practice management meeting, just review that and say, what are we missing?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have enough.
I think we can start plugging on the calendar.
I don't think we have enough for the sales and marketing portion of it.
I don't either. I think that's probably our biggest. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so that's part of it. So I was going to send out a meeting today about that.
Okay. So with respect to the practice management piece, I know, Marty, you've been supporting in a big way the wealth management and advice module. So I've had you just working on individual things here and there. If it's agreeable to both of you, I'd like to pair Marty up with Nicole on the practice management piece, because I know we've got a limited amount of time to build
Nicole,
out 2 weeks
really?
Of stuff. I know.
I know, you're stuck with me, Marty.
But you guys work fast, and I think it'd be good. So maybe we can have some time to talk about it in the next couple days.
Great. Sounds good.
Anything else on practice management?
I don't think so.
Cool. While I have you on the line, Mandy.
Yep.
So we have a practice assignment piece, day 19, so that's May 12th, the next Friday, or next Thursday, I'm sorry. We need participants for that roundtable in the afternoon. I think we had two that were identified last week per Gloria. Did we send invites to them, or did that never leave, like, the idea phase?
Oh, I need to be, you know, I need, like, four screens at this point.
Talk to Wesley. He gets monitors just, you know, willy-nilly, just like, but nothing.
Oh, stop.
Because that's like another spreadsheet I need to open up, because I've got the compliance spreadsheet. This is the presenter spreadsheet. So for the 12th,
purely the afternoon piece, and we need to change the title, which is fine. But I remember either last Thursday or Friday, you, I, and Gloria talked about
going
through like the FC list. Okay,
yeah,
so what I will do, I'm almost wondering if, since she's an indie and we need to like confirm them, if we should just send that out and copy her and let her know that we're doing the communication on a one-off.
Yep.
So I know one is a Tyson, so he's like across the way, but the other one has to dial in.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, so I think it'll be fine, but I just want to make sure that we reach out to them. Are you okay if I send an intro email to those two folks and copy you and Gloria?
Yeah, what are their
names? Before we
send
out the invite. I'll have to look again, I forgot already.
Yeah, well, just let me know, because I've been really good at putting everything in my spreadsheet, but every now and then I don't. So I think if I know the names, I'll know whether I've sent anything out.
I'll find the names and I'll run it by you before I send an email.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I haven't, but yeah, just so I don't panic until then.
So
kind of wild and crazy this week. Okay.
Yeah, it's every day. I feel like there's just a new little problem we have to solve, and that's today's.
Yeah.
That and the did you see the email that I copied you on that I replied to Christine and Robin?
Oh,
the practice assignment piece.
Where Christine went directly to Robin.
Yeah, so to bring everyone up to speed, so next Thursday, or next Friday, technically, folks get their practices assigned.
Mm-hmm.
So Christine asked, will everyone have completed all the required training to deliver or to talk about products and advice, et cetera? She asked Robin. Robin, of course, forwarded to me and said, hey, what's the answer here? So I replied and basically said, per the APNGs, we have included in our online curriculum all of the required WBTs to provide advice, of which there are four, and we have included product spectrum. The product spectrum, according to the APNGs, is not required. It's actually explicitly listed as optional. At any rate, we include it all within our online curriculum. And if there are concerns around, well, I get my practices assigned next Friday, what kind of conversations can I have with my clients? We may switch out, we may move up, because we have some specific time to schedule to complete those advice WBTs. We may move them up to next Thursday and take the ones next Thursday and push them back like 10 days. Does that make sense? So we're just going to switch a batch of WBTs with another. The alternative, which I actually think I prefer, is we keep the schedule as is, but we tell them during their self-study time on Friday the 13th, prior to actually contacting any clients, you need to complete these advice lessons, because they have a ton of time that Friday for self-study. Use that time, do these advice lessons, and then you can start contacting your clients. That's the solution I actually prefer.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't require us to like move anything necessarily.
And to me, that was almost what I was trying to think, what would the branch managers want?
That's probably what they would want. They would say, here's your practice. Have you done these WBTs? Nope, go do them right now so you can start calling these people.
Right, right.
The other option is we don't change anything and we just tell them, hey, you can't provide advice until you do these advice WBTs on the 23rd. That's like a really fuzzy gray area, right? Because then how do you follow up on that? So I don't think they're going to bite on that option.
And I don't think the branch managers will be happy about delaying.
No, I mean, because what if somebody wants to, you know, enroll in a solution, like, on day two, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we can't provide appropriate advice for it. So I suspect the solution will be, hey, during your self-study time, you have to complete these advice WBTs. And honestly, the branch managers are the ones that supervise that now. So, you know, they're going to assign the practice. They're responsible for supervision on that. It seems like the best solution, but we'll see what Christine says. What that will do, Mandy, is it would free up some time on Monday the 23rd, because they will, in theory, have already completed those WBTs, so it could be more self-study or client outreach time for them, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to think of anything else. Any technology things that we need to be aware of with the site, or...
not with the site. I'm kind of curious, though, about the progress for the link to potentially WebEx transition. Is anyone owning that? Or
what? So what?
So on the Learning Manager call last Friday, well, actually both calls, they've talked about moving from Link to WebEx, but essentially no one knows, or at least as they've said it, no one seems to know enough about it. I wonder who owns that, so we can get some movement on it. I don't know if it'll be for, you know, the 12 weeks we're in now, or is it something later? I was just curious if anyone knew who owned it, and then two, if there's been any movement on it.
Cause I might ask Stephanie Fabrizio, since she's been our kind of remote person producer.
Sure.
On that, yeah, I don't know who is owning it. I followed it. I had the conference call line for SC University, which is through. But, yeah, I don't know where we are with that.
Okay. Because I have to believe, I haven't talked with, why am I spacing on his name? Anyway, the guy that works on that team for video conferencing actually sits on my road down from Robert and I. And I've talked with him many times about different solutions. So I'm curious if anyone's reached out to his team to just get like a crash course in WebEx.
Let me check with Stephanie and I'll get back to you, because maybe, you know, the fastest, most efficient way to deal with this is to have you walk down to the cube.
But
rather than, you know, step on Stephanie's toes if she has started something, let me just check with her.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So regarding, I guess, on the landing page, regarding updates, how time intensive is it for you, Wesley, to move over updates? Are you okay still with the once a week piece?
Yes. I mean, if that's fine with you all, you know, going back to our earlier conversation, how frequently do we want to do it? That's fine. I just need to, you know, lock out that time. It's getting less because, again, we're not doing anything retroactively. It's all going forward. So the more weeks pass by, the fewer updates that have to be made, if that makes sense.
Right. So I'll give you a heads up. I'm going to make an update on Thursday, and I will need that update to be made by Friday. And it's for this week. It's for Friday. I'll be in. See, if I had another monitor, I could go straight to that monitor. It's for the Friday dual employee bank certification call. So I'll be making an update to that tomorrow, and we'll need that to be live. But I think when you do that, you should probably make sure that week four is updated as well.
Okay. Yeah, what I've done is I'm just doing everything for, based on our conversation last week with Gloria, just do everything that's there. Understanding that it, you know, whatever, instead of just doing a week at a time, as we'd originally talked about, is doing everything going forward. Like I said, it's getting easier because the list is shorter. It's not the full 300 plus anymore, which can potentially hang things on my end. So I did it last week and it survived. So I think we're good.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. Cool.
Hey, we'll have to do an upload of some decks and the facilitator guide on Friday, just FYI, for next week.
Okay.
Ooh, and we get to use a different topic area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been actually adding the decks for Indy, and that has been the biggest scramble. I've been adding decks like 2 hours before they were being used.
Yeah, this Indy trip went from like thing that Gloria was managing that we weren't really worried about to like this thing that we're all managing that we're all panicked about.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Learning experience. we keep saying it. It's a big program. A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, don't relax because you'll be proved wrong.
Well, every day I come in, yeah, every day I come in and it's like, I mean, quite literally, like 15 emails about SCU, so.
Yeah, if you're lucky, it's only 15. Yeah. Ah, but, so far so good.
All right, anything else? All right, Nicole, I know we have a one-on-one, but I got to steal 5 minutes, so I'll give you a call in my class.
Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.